This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ringy ding ding. It's the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
checking in.
Are you good, bro?
No,
oh, that's
not great.
It's not it. It's just not.
It's simply not it.
585-252-9800. Our friends are here. They're ramped. They're ready. Let's let them in.
Hi, guys. What's the 411? Jessica's here. She says,
what's up,
good
Jess?
Morning, guys. Still reeling from this weekend. So much fun at the Bachelor Auction. I can't stop thinking about it and talking about it with my friends.
Glad you had a great time. Thanks for your support.
Did you win a Bachelor?
Did you bid?
You know, it always blows my mind, all these people who are bidding on these Bachelors. I'm like, where's this money coming from?
Yeah. I got a teacher to drop $750 on a cop. She looked really uncomfortable, but you got to make these people feel guilty. It's for charity.
Right. not her filing for bankruptcy.
It's 600 people looking at her. I'm like, come on, you going to do it? You got to do it. Do it.
She's like, that's more than I make in a year. But yeah, very fun. Who else is here? Olivia's here. She says, feeling good this morning. I only have one more day of work, and then I am on vacation for the rest of the week.
Oh,
so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday.
You must be just so thrilled with all the warm weather we're about to have.
She's probably out of here. See ya. Catch flights, not feelings. You know what I mean?
You got to do it.
And who else is here? Renee. Renee says, Moose, Breezy, feeling good because last night I deep cleaned my bathroom. Oh, it needed it.
What a great feeling that is, huh? Just to get on all fours.
Always on all fours.
You got to get on all fours and really get the crevices. You want to tell if somebody, ladies, listen up. You want to tell if somebody is really a clean individual? You go over to a guy's apartment for the first time, look behind the toilet. Trust me. If it's filthy, he's cutting corners. You don't want that in your life. You don't.
No,
you don't want it.
Don't.
You look really don't. Behind the toilet.
All right. Good morning, guys. I just want to say I love the show. You guys are always give off great vibes. But good vibes for me today is because me and my wonderful girlfriend, who I want to make my fiance really soon.
Wow.
Are hanging out all weekend.
We're hanging out. Okay.
Life throws lemons at us a lot. We're so busy always.
Uh-huh.
But life has aligned pretty well right now.
Right, because you guys got the weekend coming up.
I love that for you guys.
What are you gonna do?
What's the vibe?
If you're going to ask her, you better ask her. Otherwise, somebody else will.
Make an honest woman out of that girl.
Also, before you ask her, clean behind your toilet. So she doesn't go looking. And then it blows up in your face. You don't want that.
That's so tough. She's like, actually, I'm going to say no because I was listening to the radio this morning. Whoever it is like.
Breezy, how we doing?
Great.
Yes.
So good. No, I'm amazing.
Out of a 10, your energy right now is a 4.5.
Oh.
What's up?
No, I mean, I'm fine. I was running yesterday, literally ran 1 mile, and my knee collapsed. So, classic.
I was on the
I need surgery now.
So. Yeah, I was on the treadmill at the gym. I was like, this ankle does not feel right.
We're falling apart.
The wheels are coming off. So
let's tell our friends. I might as well post it now that you have a broken ankle because of it. So this Saturday, I wanted to do a lot of like TikToks and reels and transitions because we never look that good, like ever. It's like once in a year thing at the Bachelor auction. My face was beat to the gods. Like, it was just so good. And I go, Moose, I show up in a full gown and Moose is in sweats. And I'm like, what's the vibe? He's like, they lost my tux. I'm like, oh, good. Really? He's like, kidding. I'm like, oh, good. And then he's just like, in a flannel, in cargo pants.
You got to put the tux on last minute. You got to suit up last minute. You can't be walking around for 6 hours in a tux.
Since you don't have your clothes on, let's do like a little jumping transition of like you and your clothes and then jump. And now you're completely dressed and ready to go.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, great. So he jumps, lands on his ankle very normally, and then was like, I broke my ankle. So I'm like, dear.
It felt like it shattered. Like, right. What the hell's going on? What can you do?
One last check-in here before we hit the road, Jack. Hey, Moose and Breezy, it's Kelly. I'm so in my good vibes today for the first time in months because I won tickets from you yesterday. I've been having a really rough couple of months here. Love you both. Always make me laugh. Thanks again, my friends.
Hey,
you're so welcome, Kel.
You're so welcome, Jamie.
No, we're obsessed with Kelly.
Kelly, we mean so much to us.
So obsessed with you.
Speaking of giving stuff away, let's spin that wheel this morning. Let's give something away because we got a ton. We got to blow out of the water here. Okay, Jim Gaffigan, 12th annual Party on Ice, Jonas Brothers, or Hozier. Call 585-252-9800. Call right now.
Stop touring.
Do you want tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers? Call right now. November 9th, Key Bank Center in Buffalo. All of this could be yours and so much more.
There's not that much more that comes with it.
No, it was really not at all.
It's like 300 cents.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
BXY. BXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Rough day yesterday. The School of the Arts was in a hold in place after a 15-year-old girl walked off the roof of the building yesterday morning. She remains hospitalized and in critical condition. Rochester police arrived at the school around 11:30 a.m. and said the girl walked off the roof before first responders could make contact with her. Community members gathered at the campus to pray last night. Parents also expressed just a lot of frustration over the lack of timely information from the district that was provided to them. I think one huge factor here that upset a lot of the parents is that many learned about the situation through social media before receiving any kind of official notification from the school. They learned maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours later after it happened. And one parent said, I found out about the whole incident on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Crime alert, Facebook, social media, not the school, nothing. They haven't even sent a robocall home yet.
Wow.
And then the Rochester City School District released this statement. This afternoon, a student from School of the Arts experienced a crisis and emergency personnel responded to provide necessary support. The student's parents were contacted and an ambulance was called to the school to provide necessary support. The school is currently in a hold-in-place procedure. Families who wish to pick up their children may do so in the side parking lot on University Ave. The safety and well-being of our students remains our top priority.
Yeah, so little insight. I was stuck on university because of the traffic and all of these parents basically like mobbing outside of the door, like gathering around. So they all kind of went to that area, and the whole parking lot was just filled with adults. And most of them obviously seemed like parents picking up their kids. And it was at 1:15 this was happening.
Right. They were able, from what I was told, they were able to provide immediate medical
attention
to her because they were getting there while it happened. The questions that are being asked, though, about this, too.
Is, how does a student get on the roof?
How did she get up there?
Right.
You know, what precautions were just not in place at the time for her to be able to have access to the rooftop like that?
Right.
So, I don't know, all questions that are currently, you know, being asked, no answers just yet. But, you know, if you or a loved one is experiencing thoughts of suicide or any kind of mental health crisis, please contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. Mm-hmm. That's 988. Coming up on the show, 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text to share your hot takes or unpopular opinions. There I Said It is coming up after the break. We'll get to your messages coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
What's on your mind, you guys? Huh? You got something you need to get off your chest? Please do. 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. It's time to clear
the air, baby.
Let's get over to our friend. Let's get over to Lori. Musicals are the worst type of entertainment. There I Said It. Okay, we established that. Lori does not like musicals.
If you hate joy, just say that. No worries.
Lori does not enjoy being happy.
I don't like musicals that are just all singing.
No,
Hamilton,
I don't either.
Les Mis.
Hamilton is singing the whole time?
No word. No lines.
Really?
No lines.
I could never. That's too much. That's overkill. But I hear, like, Hamilton's one of the best musicals of all time.
I'm like, okay, guys.
And it's also, what, like 4 days long?
Yeah, it's like 3 weeks. So buckle up, bring food and water.
Yeah, you better bring some supplies. Let's go over to Chrissy. Stop letting people tell you not to get married. It's not just a financial agreement. It's more than that. Only if you find the right person. It could be beautiful, you guys. There I said it. That was beautiful, Chrissy. Thank you so much. It was absolutely beautiful. It can be beautiful if it is the right person. But 60% of the time, it's not.
Ugh.
According to statistics.
Whoopsies.
We made a mistake. Third time's a charm.
Third time is a charm. Mine for today is this. I am so beyond.
Just say it.
I'm so beyond the Google Calendar of it all. There, I said it. No, I'm pissed. I have a Google Calendar for work. A Google Calendar for my personal Google. Like, why can't we mend the two? Also, like, why are people just putting things on my calendar? I'm not going to that.
Who's putting things on your calendar?
I never accepted this invitation to go to this one thing.
Yeah.
They're like, you need to be here. I'm like, when did this get on my calendar? Also, I don't look at this.
Is it a work event?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's interesting.
I'm not going.
Okay.
So, nobody can make me.
No, you don't have to go, Breezy.
My teacher calls me, he's like, you're going or you're fired. I'm like, right, I'll be there for sure.
There's no gun in your mouth.
I just honestly, like, I'm a paper calendar girly through and through.
You're right.
Although it is annoying because I don't always have access to this because it sits on my desk. But
Breezy has a laminated calendar in front of her that she likes to just put Sharpie all over it. So She likes knowing that she has something going on.
Look how busy. See
what I'm saying? She needs to know she's busy, so busy, and she needs to tell people how busy she is. She gets off on that.
No, I'm so busy.
And if she's not, then she spirals because she doesn't have
anything going on. There's only 5 free days this week.
It's toxic. So. It's so toxic. Let's go over to Rich. What's up, Rich? As a millennial, I'm going to go ahead and say, you guys, baggy clothing was the best trend we have ever had. There, I said it. Well, it has made a comeback. I will say that, Rich. Look at all the women wearing the mom jeans today, and they're hot. They're hot.
Stuffing snacks down your cargo shorts and pants are great. Love that for you.
I sagged my pants one time in high school, freshman year. I thought it was cool. Like, everybody was wearing their pants below their ass. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give this a try. My father hung me from the ceiling fan and turned it on.
Yeah. He wasn't into it.
He was not in my house. Oh, no, sirree.
No, thank you.
Mine for today is, speaking of trends, I bought a fanny pack yesterday. Where? Grease Ridge Mall.
Why were you there?
Because I was going to my parents for dinner, and I was like, I think I'm going to stop by the mall at Grease Ridge really quick. I want to stop by, see if I can find one good pair of jeans. Negative. It was impossible. I found this fanny pack, and I was like, you know what? They're making a huge comeback. There, I said it. I can't decide if I'm going to wear it around my waist or strap it around my chest and look European. Either way, I'm going to look so cool.
Did they turn to buy jewelry into a fanny pack shop? They're like, let's hit the rebrand.
There are some odd stores in that mall. I will say that.
I know. Alicia here. Good morning. I believe that customer service reps should be allowed to match people's energy. There, I said it.
They do. It doesn't always go over well. No. But some of them do it. Speaking of trends.
Will you leave me a survey at the end? Sure, Rebecca, Veronica, whatever your name is.
Patrice, Karen.
Patrice.
Patty. Chuck says, whatever happened to Girls Gone Wild? I don't know, Chuck. I think everyone grew up and got a normal 9-to-5. But yes, that was...
That guy's fully in jail, so...
Is he?
Yes.
What did he do?
What didn't he do? He's like feeding girls copious amounts of alcohol and then filming them naked on screen.
But they're all over 18, right?
Who's really...
Were they legal?
They were all on spring break on a fake ID, so right. I'm going to say no.
Oh, got it. Okay. Natalie says, people who love brunch don't actually love brunch. They love alcohol. And it's just an excuse to get drunk. There, I said it. Nobody actually enjoys spending a buttload of money on eggs and toast. Yes, but what if it was French toast with berries served with a mimosa? That sounds like...
We have some pretty screwed up listeners. This person says...
What does that make us?
You are what you listen to, right? I farted once in a very public elevator and blamed it on a war vet. Haven't they been through enough? There, I said it.
Yes, that's...
Okay. Not Moose texting in from a burner.
98PXY traffic.
Looking good.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
I need some serious advice when it comes to my 15-year-old daughter's wardrobe choices.
Uh-oh.
Not me particularly, but our friend Vicky from Farmington. She wrote in for Parental this week, and the argument she has with her daughter is usually based around her choice in clothing. Typically, it's inappropriate. If you have also had a similar conversation with your teenager at home, call us. Tell us what that sounded like. 585-252-9800. Here's the message we got from Vicky. The in-style these days is all about short shorts and midriff tops with lots of cleavage. I've tried to explain to my 15-year-old daughter that unfortunately dressing this way isn't appropriate for school, and that by putting it all out there, it's the first thing that people will notice about you. The boobs, the body, etc. She's a beautiful girl, but she's so much more than that. She's very smart, athletic, great student. She's kind and just overall a good kid. I'm trying to walk this line of not wanting to body shame her or affect her body positivity while wanting her to be aware of the wardrobe choices she thinks she is making, but really are just about keeping up with the trend and what everyone else is wearing. It drives me crazy that our teenage girls are choosing to put themselves out in the world in this way. Being told that more boobs and ass is what is considered trendy and attractive, and it's not.
Yeah.
Are there any other parents who have had to have a similar conversation with their teenager? I would love to hear thoughts on this today. Thank you so much. Okay, Vicky.
Very much a thing.
We'll get to your text. You know, going back to my senior year in high school, a lot of the girls wore sweats. It was comfort over fashion, from
really?
What I remember. Yes.
We weren't allowed to wear anything showing any like type of skin like that. Cleavage, midriff, two shorts of skirts and shorts. Like,
yeah. Every,
absolutely not.
Every person I went to school with looked like they just crawled out of bed, jumped on the bus, and got to homeroom just in time. Nobody put any effort into their appearance.
They're like, I've been with these fools for the last 15 years.
Yeah, nobody cared, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot different today.
So clearly. Much different, and I think a lot of it has to do with, like, the internet and influencers and whatever.
This we know. 585-252-9800. Would love to hear from you guys, because so many of you who listen are parents, you have teenagers, and I'm sure you've had this conversation the same way Vicky has. Julie just texted in and said, I don't know if everyone else in her school is wearing those clothes. It'd be one thing if she was going wild with her outfit for a job interview, but it's just school. I think it's harmless.
No.
Do you think it's harmless, Brizzy?
I think it's distracting for them. I think it's distracting for other people. I think it's distracting for the teacher because they're like, Jessica, pull your shirt down.
For other people, you mean the teenage boys in the class too, who get excited when the wind blows.
Probably. You know, it's just, and like, how comfortable is that for you? I don't know. And I feel like these parents, administrators, people who work in the school have just gotten lazy.
Comfortable? Accepted it?
Yeah. Honestly, I do believe that's the case.
Let's go over to this individual. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. We dressed like that at school 20 years ago. It was not considered inappropriate because many of us already did it. And no, people did not think we were only ass and boobs. We were more than that. It's fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Someone's triggered this morning.
Not necessarily. I mean, there are a couple of people who say that this is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's harmless. Do you guys agree? Carissa's here. She goes, if everyone is wearing it, why is she specifically going to get consequences? That doesn't make any sense. Wearing more modest clothes did not protect me from misogyny and abuse. You only get to dress however you want for a few short years before dress code is mandated. So let her wear what she wants while she still can. This is interesting. We're getting a lot of texts here that say, no big deal. It's harmless. That I was not expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that either. Just because, like,
what did you wear in high school? Oh, you had the dog collar.
You
had that punk rock phase that you were going through.
That was in college. That was
right out of high school.
That was really
right. You're trying to find yourself, of course.
Truly. I was like, maybe I'll be a little more edgy. Like, who am I getting?
The plugs,
the fake ages, and the nose ring. No, it's so bad. Skin is for strip clubs, not school. Cover it up, Sally.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Yeah. It is hard, though, if all of your friends are doing it, or it's what you're seeing on the internet, or whatever the case may be.
Courtney says, if you're going to tell your daughter not to wear clothes like that to school, you better have a good explanation that's much better than it's not appropriate. And it'll need to be a convincing enough argument to change her mind. Why as a mother does she have to do that with a 15-year-old? No means no.
Why is she tiptoeing around that? This person says, it's a problem. People nowadays clearly don't appreciate modesty. It's absolutely insane. You need to teach. I mean, you also need to teach your daughter, like, less is more.
Less is more.
Like, would you allow them to go out with their face full of makeup, looking like a full drag queen, and then be like, well, it's a self-expression thing? It's like, no, your daughter looks crazy.
She's finding herself.
She's an artist.
Drop her off on This girl is for the streets. Now, how many of you guys?
Like, do you want to do a number here? Like, it's crazy.
How many of you ladies would go to school dressed modestly, go into the bathroom, and then change?
A lot of
right?
girls.
You're all doing it.
A lot of girls. I mean,
I saw so many girls I went to high school with that would do just that.
No, you're putting ideas in little girls' heads.
They're all doing it, Breezy.
Girls, pack a bag.
They're all doing it. The same way they do it when they go out. Dad, I'm going to Megan's. Okay, honey, be home by 10. She's wearing sweats. As soon as she gets out the door, it all comes off. Tracy said the more you discourage it, the more she's going to want to do it. Teenagers are undergoing a psychological process called individuation that allows them to detach from their family mentally and become their own fully fledged person. If you forbid her from dressing a certain way, she'll just, like I said, hide clothes at her friend's house to change into when you're not around.
Yeah. This person says, I'm a kindergarten teacher and I have kids who wear straight up crop tops and the parents think it's cute.
Oh, no, God.
Dear. Teacher here. A couple of years ago, our dress code was revamped and named for more inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
If petite girls could show their belly, then everybody should be able to show their belly. While that seems completely fair, one girl might be showing 1 inch of skin, while the other one might have the same top on, but yet fully exposed, showing her whole stomach and chest because it doesn't fit her right. There is no pleasing everyone, and there are no rules that make this easier. You just have to accept it and move on. There are way bigger battles to fight. And then Sam's here. We'll leave it with her, him, whoever they may be. I think it's inappropriate for school because that's a place of learning.
Yeah.
And we don't do it at work. And it's the same thing as if we were going to school. Also, I'm a bit conflicted because she only gets to dress that way for so long. So why not show it off?
Yeah, see. See, I had
seven.
I had an ex-girlfriend years back that her mom used to tell her in high school, you have such a great body. Why don't you show it off more? So she would. And then that turned into, becoming a cheerleader and doing all the things. And one day she was like, I don't know where I'm going with this story. But this is where it starts to stem from, okay?
What?
The mom is telling her and convincing her to wear these sexy clothes, right? And then she's like, well, I feel fat in some of these clothes because every time I eat, I don't feel sexy when I wear these clothes. And then she's telling her, well, you should just go into the bathroom and throw up then. And that's where she'd be turned into...
Trigger warning.
Yeah, it was a little trigger warning. But the problem is she would go and teach kids about the struggle that she had with bulimia and all that stuff. And it would all stem from sexy clothing.
I think the issue that I'm taking with this text is like, you only get to dress that way for so long. It's like, why? Like, who says that at a certain age you have to stop dressing the way that you feel comfortable? Like,
well,
that's a load of BS to me.
I know. Like, maybe she's talking about people's metabolism.
Dress and feel comfortable the way you want to. Like, just because you're 40 doesn't mean you can't wear a crop top anymore. Like, where are the rules?
I would kill to be able to wear a crop top and show my belly button. Are you kidding me? And then Kelsey says, I have a niece who is a sophomore and dressed like this. She gets ready to make a couple. She looks like she's getting ready to make a couple bucks on the streets. It's crazy that my sister allows her to dress this way. But at the same time, what are parents supposed to do? Half these kids are dressing conservative and then changing into their pretty woman outfits at school.
Ugh.
All right. Thanks for the text, you guys. Appreciate that.
Yikes.
All right. Well, hey, listen, Vicky from Farmington, thanks for your message. Good luck. What does Vicky do at this point?
We help 0%, unfortunately.
No, I think this is good. She needed to hear this because she had a lot of people that weighing in saying,
I think
no
she's
big
just
deal.
More conflicted.
It's
honestly
a possibility, but just know, Vicky, that she's going to continue to dress like this unless you really lay the hammer down.
Lay that hammer down.
And the school, I think, should be helping, too.
They're not going to. They have way bigger things to worry about. Truly.
All right, we'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY. Also, we still have tickets left for comedian Jim Gaffigan, the 12th annual party at Center Ice that Breezy is hosting at the Tim Hortons Iceplex, and two tickets to see Mac July 13th for Hozier. All that and more coming up next.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
I love my friends over at Goodwill. I really, really do. And this is a really cool story. Although it's not hyper-local, it does, you know, impact Goodwill as a whole. And, you know, I'm a fan. This woman bought a $3 painting at Goodwill, and then she turned around and sold it for $3,000. It was auctioned off for charity, which is amazing. So this thrift store find turned into something that was so much better for the community than anyone could have ever asked for. She saw this, like, quote-unquote awful painting, she says, but she decided to buy it due to its low price. Wall decor, it was in a nice kind of vintage-looking frame. Mm-hmm. And she was like, all right. While loading the painting into her car, she noticed a little something unusual about it. It had a plaque at the bottom of the frame, and it said, out of courtesy, I typed the name in to find out who the actual artist was. And she found out that it was a American artist who died in 1972 and was known for selling her work still to this day for thousands of dollars. Her first thought was like, this isn't real. This isn't happening right now. She probably thought it was just a fake or a dupe, whatever the case may be. But they encouraged her, the Goodwill people encouraged her to, you know, look into it a little further because they didn't really know what was going on. And she ended up selling it, or auctioning it off, I should say, for nearly $3,000 for a local charity out in Cincinnati where she was from. And it all went back to a church, which was really, really cool.
Not me going to Goodwill after this.
No, literally. I'm like just there to look for Lululemon, but that's fine.
You hear about the guy in Michigan? Guy bought a couch. The Habitat for Humanity has a store where they resell some of the stuff that they have found. I don't know where they get it from, but they collect it from some of these homes. And they use this store kind of like it acts like a Goodwill. Guy goes in there, purchases a couch for $70, has it for a couple of days. Couch feels uncomfortable. He opens the couch, takes the cushions off. Inside the couch is $43,000 in cash.
Oh,
so he brings it back to this Habitat for Humanity store, returns the cash. I don't know if he got anything out of it. It was just over $43,000. Bought the couch in Detroit for $70.
Wow.
Well, like,
that's insane.
It's a nice little payday right there,
really
is it not?
Is. It very much so is. Stuffing money in the couch is crazy.
Yeah, so who owned that couch?
Little lumpy, but hey, it is what it is.
Somebody was saving money for their divorce. The question we're asking coming up is, should April and her boyfriend make up or break up? Some of you may find this to be disturbing, and to be honest, I guess can't blame you.
Right.
How far would you go to test your significant other's loyalty? We'll get April on the phone with us coming up and share why she thinks her boyfriend took things way too far. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Is it just me or is this considered absolutely psychotic? It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. When it comes to relationships, I won't argue that a lot of people, they're quick to throw in the towel, but if someone did this, you wouldn't blame them for running for the hills, right, Breeze?
No.
Let's get our girl April on the phone with us. Hi, April. Are you still there?
Yes. Hi, Moose.
Okay.
Hi, Breezy.
Hello.
Please tell us what your boyfriend recently did, and, you know, to all of our lovely listeners, please call us or text us to say whether or not you think this is a relationship worth walking away from if this were to happen to you. 585-252-9800. Okay, April.
So the reason I wrote you guys initially was basically, so I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years, and for the most part, you know, things have been great. We talk about the future. I truly thought you know, this was my person, mm-hmm. or, you know, at least I wanted him to be my person. And last weekend, he went out of his way to do something outrageous, for the lack of a better word. And I'm just really upset, and I don't know if I can look at him the same way.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And you're not, you wouldn't consider yourself dramatic when it comes to this situation. You really do have a hard time looking him in the eyes at this point.
Yeah. It's all right. So, like, long story short, basically, he faked getting fired from his job.
Mm-hmm.
To test if I would, you know, quote, stay with him through hard times, end quote. And like,
he was testing your loyalty.
He was testing my loyalty and like went as far as to like pack up his desk. You know, he came home crying.
What?
He came home crying.
Like, wow, he was committed to the bit.
Yeah, he spiraled into like a fake depression for 2 days. Like, I was actually worried for him. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
really
sick.
Worried.
Wow.
Called his parents, you know, totally comforted him and, like, just, like, reassured him. Like,
sure.
Started, like, redoing the finances. I applied for all these, like, extra gigs on LinkedIn and, like.
Stop.
You know,
so you did all the right things.
Yeah,
you did all the right things.
It sounds like you had his back 100%.
Yeah, but like it was a lot of work on my part, like, you know, actual like staying up late
to like, yeah,
and just like bending over backwards, like to show him everything was going to be okay, only for him to come out and just be like, it was just a loyalty test, babe. Like, I'm pissed. And like,
April, how did you find out though? Like, when did it get to the point where
he told me?
Just out of nowhere.
Two days.
I brought him, like, his favorite, like, little treat,
yeah.
You know.
Try and cheer him up.
He just, like, wrapped up all cute.
Yeah.
And he was just like, oh, babe. It was just a loyalty test. And I was like.
Oh, I'd be floored.
I'm just
floored.
Like, I just feel betrayed and humiliated and,
as
like,
you should.
Like, kind of disgusted because, like,
yeah, it's that
he straight up lied to my face.
Straight
you
up.
Know? Like,
where's that insecurity on his part coming from? Because for him to go through all that, even packing up his desk and then coming home, and first of all, he stuck with this whole routine for 48 hours while he watched you know, put you through the ringer. What's the conversation that you had with him? I mean, you must have been pissed. Obviously, you were.
I was so pissed. And, like, I told my mom she's not happy. It's like, who does that? And I was like, what? Why would you do that? Like, that's crazy. And he just keeps saying, like, I just, you know, want to make sure I'm in this for the right reasons and you're in this for the right reasons. But, like.
Right. But
if there's those kind of doubts, like, you know, like, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, is he the problem? Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I that's why I'm coming on air to see if someone.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to, like, be like, okay, you know, I'm trying to come from a place of love. Like, maybe he was just scared. Like,
you just literally applied for Medicare. Like, you know, I feel like this is kind of it.
Yeah. Where are those doubts coming from? Did somebody do him dirty in the past?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, that's a good question that I should ask him.
Also, like, is he making, like, uber amount of money here? Like,
yeah, is he making, like, 50K a year? What's the deal here?
Like, was he like, yeah, she's only with me for my money? It's like, bro.
I mean, he makes, I have a job, a pretty good job.
Right.
So, like, he makes money, you know, it's not like he's, like, my sugar daddy.
Right.
He does well. He does well, you know, but I do well, too.
So there's an insecurity with a lot of men that they potentially feel like, hey, is my person with me for all the right reasons?
Yeah.
If I get fired, if I lose the things that I have, if I lose my job, which is AKA my identity, are they still going to stick by my side?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he had to go through all that. But hey, now you're trying to figure out whether or not it kind of backfired on him. Now what do you do?
Yeah.
585-252-9800. Guys, weigh in. Please tell us what you think on this. Sorry that happened, April, but great story.
Also terrible story. Yeah, I understand. I get why you would be. That's not a great it's not a great look.
Yeah, I would assume you would be floored after something like that. What's the vibe now like in the home between you two?
He thinks everything's fine. Which is also why I'm just like, I don't know. I'm like resentful, which is never a good place to
not
be
at
in.
All.
And I'm just,
Do you want us to kind of take a vote to see if you get some clarity on this and just ask people, hey, do you stay or do you go?
Right.
I mean, what would make you feel more comfortable and proceeding with this?
I mean, I'd love opinions, like, if this happened to anyone, and yeah, I guess I'll take, I don't know if I'm going to, like, follow the vote, but I'll take a vote. I'd love people's opinions and, like, an overall consensus that could be good, I guess.
Fair enough.
All right, that's totally fair. Well, we'll get to that right now, but thanks for calling in, April, and best wishes.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling up. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, got a couple texts. Let me get to the phones. Hi, Matt, you there?
Hey, what's up? How are you, Moose and Breezy?
Good.
How are you?
Doing well. Good morning. I think she passed the test. Kings and queens have been doing this for hundreds of years, and he went a little too far with it, with the fake tears. I mean, kudos on him.
He packed up his desk.
He definitely passed. She's going to get the ring. Like, she passed the test.
It's at what cost, though?
Well, that's his bad, because the acting was too good. So sometimes the award you win isn't what you lose. But
how profound.
I think but I think ultimately she passed, and it's on her. I mean, I don't blame her if she left, but she's going to get the ring.
She's signing up for Medicare.
He goes, but she's getting the ring.
I mean, honestly, she's totally down. I mean,
she's a ride.
If it doesn't work out with him, then hey, April, what's up?
She's a ride or die. She's a ride or die, Matt.
She is.
You know, I'm looking for a ride or die. I mean, if she wants to sign up for Medicare, I got a job and everything, but she's my kind of girl if it doesn't work up. Yeah. Yo, April.
Yeah, that's the type of woman that has their man back 100%.
Not Matt calling in with his elevator pitch. I love it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Have a good day.
See ya.
This person said they've been together for 3 years, so I don't know that she'll walk away from this relationship, but I would be beyond upset at him. Corey says, this is what some guys have to go through to test if their girl is a gold digger and truly has their back. I say good on him. He did what he had to do.
Hey, it's Terry. It's a little weird, but it's always good and bad to see if someone will actually stick through you with those things. My girlfriend texting in, if Breezy did this to me, I'd probably laugh and stay with her, to be honest, but maybe that means I'm unwell. So
she would totally stay with you. You're the best she's ever had.
I didn't say it.
She's ever had. This is so bizarre. He left her hanging for 2 days, even though she was upset. Plus, he lied about it. I would say goodbye. That came in from Jess. It really depends on the person here.
Hello from Gare Bear. Seen one too many videos of this on YouTube. Also been there. And it does not feel great to support others in relationships if they're not going to support you. Or get through that with you. This person says, but he's lying, so it completely defeats the purpose of a loyalty test. There's a lot of holes in this experiment, I will say. But these
things happen. Kudos on him for the acting was great, though.
No,
you know
fully.
What I mean? It takes a lot to dig deep and pull out those tears.
It does.
Not everyone can do it.
It does. But, all right, April, listen, either you stay with this clown or you have many options waiting for you. So don't you worry your pretty little head one bit.
No, not one tiny little bit. Hence the phone calls coming in from the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
98 PXY, she's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game, Chance
Beat Breezy!
Woo!
That's right, it's time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy. Our poor girl right now is 12 and 15.
Oh, the wheels are coming off.
We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to go see comedian Jim Gaffigan at the Blue Cross Arena December 12th. You do not want to miss this show. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
This is Gina Prince Bay.
Gina.
Gina.
I got a question for you, Gina. Jim Gaffigan, you ever see him do that sketch where he's talking about the cheese at Subway?
No, I have not.
Crickets. Well, get the cricket sound effect. Yes.
Right. Well, Gina, good luck. You're coloring! All right, you're going head-to-head with our girl. Do you have what it takes to make sure Breezy goes 12 for 16? Time will tell. Talk some trash to Breezy before she leaves the room.
Yeah, I'm going to beat you. That's about it.
All right.
Snap, Gina. Snap. All right, I'm out of here.
Get out of here. All right, Breezy's leaving the room. The rules are quite simple, Gina. You get 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you get the win because corporate says that's what I have to do. Question one.
Perfect.
Gina, which was the first state? Who is the first state to legalize same-sex marriage?
Massachusetts.
Question number two. Gina, what is the name of the largest ocean on Earth?
The Pacific.
Final answer?
Sure.
All right, that works for me. Gina, what film stars Adam Sandler playing an angry golfer who desperately wants to be a professional hockey player?
Happy Gilmore.
Question number four. Gina, in which body part can you find the femur?
In your leg.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Final answer. All right, we're going with the leg. Gina, what vehicle is Volkswagen best known for in the world?
The Volkswagen Bug.
Going with the Volkswagen Bug. Is that your final answer?
Yep.
All right. We have five on the board. Let's bring our girl Breezy back in here. Hey, Breeze, come on back in. We're going to tally these up. Not too shabby.
All right.
We're going to add these up. Gina, you were on fire today. You went 5 for 5.
Are you sure? Or are you going to come back and be like, I mean, it was 4 for 5. No, I two, gotcha. Actually.
She actually crushed it.
Right.
All right. She crushed it. All right, let's go over to Breezy. Gina, stay on hold, okay? I'll be right with you. You want to wish your girl Breezy luck real quick?
Well, good luck. I hope we tie.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Breezy, which was the first state to legalize same-sex marriage?
I feel like I should know this. I'm going to go Massachusetts.
Locking you in for Massachusetts. For a bonus, why don't you go ahead and spell Massachusetts?
Yeah, I'm so good. That's Breezy, where it's question, all gonna come apart.
Question number two, what is the name of the largest ocean on Earth?
Atlantic.
Question number three, what film stars Adam Sandler playing an angry golfer who desperately wants to be a professional hockey player?
Happy Gilmore.
Breezy, which body part can you find the femur?
Your elbow?
And question number five, what vehicle is Volkswagen best known for in the world?
The punch bug.
Beep beep. Punch buggy.
What's that look like?
What's what look like?
What's the Volkswagen bug look like?
It's like has like a little rainbow top.
All right, let's get
fully loaded. Yeah.
Hey, Gina, what's up? You still there?
Yep.
Gina, how do you think you did compared to Breezy?
I think I beat her.
I think you did too. Yeah. Congratulations, Gina.
Why?
You just won 5-3. Let's run through the board, shall we? What is the first state to legalize same-sex marriage? Massachusetts. That would be correct on both of your parts. What is the name of the largest ocean on Earth? It is the Pacific Ocean. Breezy said Atlantic.
Damn it.
You both got Happy Gilmore right. In which body part can you find the femur? You said leg. Breezy said elbow. And, of course, the Volkswagen bug. Hey, Gina.
Stupid.
Gina.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and say, my name is Gina from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Gina from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
Breeze, you want to congratulate our listener, Gina?
I'm actually so good. Thank you so much.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. School of the Arts was in a hold in place after a 15-year-old girl walked off the roof of the building yesterday morning, and she remains hospitalized in critical condition. Rochester police arrived at the school. This was around 11:30 a.m. and said the girl walked off the roof before first responders could make contact with her. Community members gathered at the campus to pray last night, and parents also expressed frustration over the lack of timely information from the district itself. You know, I think one of the huge factors here that has upset so many of the parents is that many learned about this situation through social media before receiving any kind of notification from the school at all. And one parent said, I found out about the whole incident on Facebook. That's crime alert, Facebook, social media, not the school, not nothing.
How terrifying is that as a parent when you find something like that out from third parties and you don't know any information if your kid is safe or not?
Yeah, she said they didn't never sent the robocall home yet. It was all over Facebook.
They still haven't, have they?
I believe they did, but it was like 2 hours after the incident took place. The Rochester City School District released a statement saying, this afternoon, a student from School of the Arts experienced a crisis and emergency personnel responded to provide necessary support. The student's parents were contacted and an ambulance was called to the school to provide necessary support. The school is currently in a hold-in-place procedure. Families who wish to pick up their children may do so in the side parking lot on University Ave. The safety and well-being of our students remains our top priority. But how did she get up there? Right. How did she have access to the rooftop? Questions being asked that we don't have the answers to yet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but what I was told by different news outlets is that some of the parents and people were already at the scene when she fell off the roof, when she jumped or walked off, if you will. So they were able to, I mean, I guess the paramedics, the police were already there. They were able to provide immediate, support for her.
Just feel like it shouldn't have happened.
No, not at all. If you or a loved one have experienced thoughts of suicide or a mental health crisis, please contact the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988. That's 988. That's a tough story, and we're all, praying for her.
Yeah.
Coming up, sometimes having a roommate is really tough. Sometimes there is one conversation that typically has to be had with the roommate. But how do you do it without making things really uncomfortable? We'll talk about it and see how many of you have been forced to have this awkward conversation coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
How do you tell your roommate they're an absolute slob? Shoot us a text or a call, will ya? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. For those of you who have never had the opportunity to live by themselves, I just want to tell you, it's an absolute luxury.
No, it's everything.
I recommend it 100%.
It's everything you could ever hope and dream of. Not that I don't love living with my girlfriend, but those last 4 years...
they're nice, right?
They were something.
We get this quick message on Facebook yesterday from a guy named Bill, struggling to tell his roommate how nasty she is. Do you guys have any advice? He writes.
He's living with a girl and she's the problem? Something sounds a little sus.
It's not always unusual. Some women are slobs. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Got a roommate who's a 40-year-old woman. I have zero interest in living with her or anyone else, but times are tough right now. I need to let her know nicely that she needs to keep her room and bathroom clean. She has so much garbage in there right now, and I'm starting to worry we may get bugs because of it. There's no reason other than being lazy as to why she's like this. It's irritating as hell, and I can't take much more of it. I feel like I'm going to explode on her, and I really don't want that to happen. Help.
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 Yeah.
This is always an awkward conversation. And if I know anything, it's that there will never, ever be a good time to have a difficult, awkward conversation with someone, especially over something like this. Unless they just came back from a funeral.
Right.
Let them know how filthy they are and let them know how uncomfortable you are living with them. They need to hear it.
Honestly, like, I don't like condone lying, but I would honestly lie and say, hey, so there's mice in the house and I saw like three and it's because your food's everywhere.
Well,
your garbage is everywhere.
You lived by yourself and had mice. So how do you explain that?
I had one mouse and you killed it.
Oh, when there's one, there's more.
I never saw anyone after that.
No, then not after the message I sent. It was a bloodbath.
No, fully.
Nothing makes it worse when you just spend hours cleaning up and then your roommate comes home, sees the place is clean, but could care less. I absolutely hate that.
So I only had one roommate situation after college. Obviously, in college, you live with roommates. That's just what you do, yada, yada. Actually, I did have a single in college, but that was short-lived. And after college, my first apartment ever up in the city, it was a beautiful condo, gorgeous condo on Park Ave. And
sounds lovely.
It was a townhome. I can't even say enough good things about it.
You so badly want to go back.
No, fully. Not living with them, but or with her, but
the
and
home
I had two roommates, one of which I loved, the other of which was to put it lightly, a slob.
Yeah.
And she had garbage all over her room.
Oh, that's
Buffalo
disgusting.
Wild Wings boxes, Mark's Pizzeria boxes.
She just eat every meal in her room.
And would sleep with the boxes. Like, it would all be on her bed, just like open. Just disgusting. I'm like, sweetie.
I rest my case.
What's happening?
Some women are slobs.
And she would leave her toothbrush on the ledge of the tub.
You were pissing in the shower.
Of course I was pissing in the shower. And like when you would go into the shower, you'd have to put your like leg over the tub. So we'd like hit the toothbrush off, bristles down. Oh. I'm like literally peeing everywhere. Like
it's, bristles down.
It's so bad. No, it's so bad. One time she peed the bed and like didn't change her sheets for like 4 days. And then like texted my roommate in a frantic state and was like, I have someone coming over. You have to change my sheets. I haven't changed them. Since the accident. She's like, what? One time we found tampons in the washing machine.
I'm going to throw up.
So after that, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be great. I'll move in with my girlfriend and we'll get out of this mess. Well, turns out that was even worse.
Because this girl is now your girlfriend.
They were disgusting. No, even worse. And it was just like, it was a lot.
Wait, we need to back up just a little bit here.
Okay.
She peed her bed.
Yeah, coast to coast.
Coast to coast, and then slept in it for 4 days.
Yeah.
Why?
Didn't change the sheets. I'm not sure.
No mental health issues going on there?
Honestly, probably yes.
Who changed the sheets?
My roommate did. Because she asked her to. I was like, better you than me. I would never be caught dead. And like, so she would... I feel bad, but like she would, I would be like, can you do your dishes? Because they would just be mounted in the sink.
Yeah.
So she would just throw them all away. She would just throw all the dishes away. I would like open the trash. And I'm like, oh, there's all the Tupperware and the silverware.
Oh my God. Oh, she was struggling. She definitely had some issues.
She wasn't well.
Kathy, can you change my sheets? Why? Because they're just covered in pee-pee.
And I have a guy coming over.
Can you imagine that guy getting into her bed and it's just all soiled?
One of my favorite stories was like, obviously we had street parking. We were on like a side street off Park Ave. And
I don't understand.
I woke up one morning and her car was directly parked in front of our across the street neighbor's driveway. Couldn't get out of the driveway. I'm like, you can't park
there. Why would she do that?
Not sure. It wasn't a good situation.
What the hell?
I was like, where did we find this woman? My friend's like, she was my coworker. I thought it was going to be fine.
Oh, man.
And then COVID hit and we never saw her again. So we lived together from like September to February, March, never to be seen again. It's crazy.
That's disturbing.
It was a really brutal 6 months, though, I will say.
I thought...
Like, she was fun, for sure, but, like, there was some really bad situations going on in that house.
That's not fun at all.
Yeah.
Bristles down in the tub.
The bristles down.
People urinating in the tub.
Peeing everywhere.
And it's taking that brush to her mouth.
I love peeing in the shower. Like, I am, like, very open about that. I love it. I think it's so freeing.
Oh, my God.
And if you, like, think it's disgusting, you need to figure something else out because that's where you're meant to do it.
Yeah.
It's also, like, really good for you, I heard. Yeah. So
I peed in the shower this morning. All right, let's go over to this guy. You can't... There's no right way to do it. Hold on, I lost my place. I've had to tell a roommate his feet stank up the whole place in the nicest way possible, and he passively aggressively put his shoes on the porch for the entirety of the stay. There's no way to say it nicely. You can give them tools to deal with whatever issue they're having, but besides that, you will be branded an a-hole by them forever.
Right.
There's no going back from it either. One of my best friends now, we used to live together off Park Ave way back in the day, okay? This dude would never do his dishes. And you know me, OCD.
Yeah.
I finally got fed up. I took all the dishes in the sink and I placed them on his bed.
That's so passive aggressive. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was. I sent a message, though.
He was like, what is this doing here? Puts it back in the sink.
It's all dripping wet.
This person says, my roommate's like this. And when I say my roommate, I mean my 12-year-old daughter. It's absolutely awful. Best thing that you can do is be subtle and stern. Let them know it's a problem and ask how you can help, because sometimes it is a state of depression that causes this. I do believe that, but also I think when you're like college age, you're just busy, lazy, and you would rather do literally anything else.
Yeah, but like in Bill's case, he's living with a 40-year-old woman. At some point, it just becomes a choice. Like, when you have an open-ended conversation with someone, this is what's bothering me, can you handle it? And they don't do it, that's a decision they made.
But what I'm saying is, like, this person said subtle and stern. I feel like no matter which way you dice it, you're going to cause a riff. Whether you're the nicest in the world or the biggest jerk in the world, they're going to feel some type of way because you're calling them out for a flaw and it's not going be good.
Of course they're going to get butthurt, but you can't worry about that anymore. Alia says, I had a roommate who always felt like we were attacking her. I would phrase the conversation as, I saw a roach the other day and I'm concerned because it's our apartment and it's attracting them. To avoid bugs, we need to make sure our apartment stays clean. I will make sure my area stays clean. Can you please take some time to clean yours? Nope, she would not do it.
She wouldn't do it.
There's no way around this. But man, your roommate peeing the sheets and leaving it there for 4 days, I can't get over that. Bristles down in the tub? Oh.
The bristles down killed me. The bristles down killed me. I was like, you know I pee in the shower, right? She's like, it happens.
Why do you think my teeth are so white?
Anyways, I did love that townhouse, though. It was a really great place to live.
Yeah, you better count your blessings now because you have a really great roommate.
Yeah, she's actually texting him right now. Breezy talking about her past messy roommates is exactly how I feel about living with her. Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
So I don't know the whole story just yet, but according to Breezy, there is a possibility that her girlfriend may have cheated on her this past weekend with an actual coworker.
And I'm looking at said coworker right now.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't
There's a lot going on right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I'll explain it.
Go ahead, break it down real quick.
So, we obviously had the 15th annual Bachelor Auction on Saturday. It went swimmingly. We'll get those final numbers here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Very excited for that. And we crushed, obviously.
Thanks to the help of you guys.
We had a lot of support.
Thank you very much for the generosity.
And my girlfriend was there. Your best friend
was
there.
I did not touch her. She didn't touch me.
It's not true. It's actually right there. So,
It's so ridiculous.
Spade a spade. So,
right.
I'm like, you know, we're in the back room. It was a lovely green room. Best one I've probably ever seen. And, you know, Moose is very, what's the word? Cultured when it comes to greetings. I mean, it's maybe the Italian in you. There's always there's a kiss or seven on the cheek.
God, don't paint this picture of me. I've already had this conversation and people are very aware. I grew up in the family that hugs and kisses and shows affection.
Mm-hmm.
Has it gotten me in trouble?
Yeah. Is it getting you in trouble right now? Yes.
Well, I disagree with that because
Absolutely. It's
harmless. It's not like I'm going and putting my tongue in somebody's mouth. It's just the Italian thing to do out of respect. Hey, how you doing? But I only do it the people I'm typically closest with, not strangers.
So what happened was we're in the back room and my girlfriend goes up to greet Moose,
right,
or maybe say goodbye. I'm not sure which one it was.
Well,
it
I hadn't matter. Seen her yet, so she came and said
hello. Maybe it was after. And she is not fully aware of the greeting that you do most of the time.
Okay.
So she was like bobbing, weaving in and out, and she ended up just like putting she ended up kissing your cheek, like making out with your cheek. And she's been spiraling about it ever since.
Right.
She's like, so I accosted Moose, essentially, sexually.
Right.
And I've been freaking out about it. I didn't know we were kissing. I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And you tried to go side to side. She didn't bob and weave.
I never do a side to side.
And now her tongue's on your cheek.
For the record, I never do a side to side kiss. I pick one cheek, I stick with it.
Well, then the cheek you picked, she was not ready for.
I'm Italian. I'm not that Italian. I don't do a double cheek. You must be out of your mind.
She's been spiraling.
I haven't thought about it once.
Ever since. And I think that is a deeper conversation, right? I feel like we all find ourselves in these situations where we do something that's super questionable to us and we internalize it and panic about it and nobody else ever thinks about it ever again.
Hello, PXY.
Hello?
I haven't thought about this once.
Well, this is my girlfriend, for people who are unaware.
I've been thinking about it ever since it happened, multiple times a day.
Why don't you break down?
Yeah, can you explain?
What exactly happened? Because, as you know,
it's not that big of a deal, so maybe we should just drop it.
No, we probably should. We're already talking about it.
You started it. We're going to finish it.
Period.
I didn't start it. Breezy brought it up.
No, you're the one who was like, I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I did it.
Yeah. But we didn't need to talk about it on air.
But we already are, so here we are.
Listen, I'm very flattered. I want you to know that I didn't get aroused or anything.
Oh, my God.
And I'm actually insulted.
Respectfully.
I'm insulted.
Respectfully. Out of respect for Breezy.
So tell us what happened, because I feel like I'm doing a bad job explaining it.
I didn't even hear you explain it. But, I mean, you know, we all know Moose is Italian, and the Italian thing is to, like, you know, touch cheeks and make the kissing noise. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know you were just supposed to touch cheeks.
Wait, back up. There's no making kissing noise. What do you think I'm doing? You think I'm going to each cheek?
Mwah,
mwah. I don't do that.
Are we just supposed to touch cheeks? Well, Moose and I went in for the hug. Cheeks were being touched, and I full-on pecked him on the cheek. I don't know. I didn't know, like, are you supposed to do that? I don't really know. I panicked.
Yeah, why is that bad, though?
I've never done it before.
She's not used to it.
You've never done it before?
You're my first, Moose.
No, I'm honored. I didn't realize that. How did you say hello to people growing up, then? Like, family members?
No, I usually just said hi.
Sup?
Oh, yeah. See, I can't relate
to
this.
No physical contact.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think that's why maybe you're a little closed off today as an adult?
Oh, this is now turning into a therapy session. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, this is a bigger conversation for everybody.
It's a possibility, but I want you to know, like, what I typically do,
yeah,
especially to the people.
For anybody listening, in case you're meeting them within the next couple of months here.
Okay, what I do is I'll pick a cheek and I decide that before I actually go in for the hug, whether it's the right or left, whatever I'm more comfortable with.
Should you?
It's typically their right cheek. So I go in, I give a hug, a quick peck on the cheek. Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. It's never sexual. It's just out of respect. And I was taught to do that growing up time and time again. If I didn't do it, it was disrespectful. For the people like you who aren't used to it, yeah, it might come off a little bit weird, but that's not my problem.
No. I didn't think you were weird for doing it. I thought I was weird for doing it back.
Yeah, but I want you to know I forgive you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All is well here. Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Until we meet again, McKen. Okay. All right. I'm glad we got that handled.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out what I would call a film that's fun for the whole family.
I wouldn't call it that.
2003 hit Monster, the true story about one of the first female serial killers. Starring,
I can't believe that this was a true story.
Oh, yeah. Charlize Theron and Bruce Dern. Before we get to Breezy's review, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. Then why are you a hooker?
I'm not a hooker. See, I don't have sex with men. I used to, but usually it was against my will. I was only 8. And he was really good friends with my dad. So I go to my dad and I tell him what's going on. My dad don't freaking believe me. So his friends keep raping me for years. My dad freaking beats me up for it. This is really dark.
I think I'm going to go.
Man, where do you think you're going?
Listen, I feel sorry for you and what happened. I do. But if you need a ride, you better come on.
See, I don't need a ride, man.
Pulls out gun.
Hey, come on now. Put that gun down. What do you think you're doing?
Yeah, I don't need a ride. Cause I'm taking your car. Pew, pew, pew.
No, please, no.
That's what you get for being a stupid man who cheats on his wife.
Cut. Okay, can I just say wholeheartedly, that's the worst acting you've ever done. You're in the
barely read it. Barely.
You're knees deep in a very heartfelt monologue about the pain and trauma you faced as a child. And you're just reading it like you're reading a Dr. Seuss book.
The fact that you said this was a family fun film for the whole family is crazy. Not at all.
All right. For those of you who don't know, shortly after moving to Florida, long time, of course,
this took place in Florida.
Longtime prostitute Eileen Warnos, Charlize Theron, meets young and reserved Selby Wall, Christina Ricci, and a romance blossoms between the two. When John attempts to brutalize Eileen, she kills him and resolves to give up prostitution. But supporting herself and her new girlfriend through legitimate means proves extremely difficult. And then she has to fall back on her old ways, which is prostitution and then killing all these men that she slept with. Rotten Tomatoes scored this about 82%.
Very high.
I think it should have been higher.
Too high.
Too high.
All right, this was a beautiful Christmas Eve release in 2003.
2003. Breezy, yeah. Did this movie hold up, yes or no? There's one right answer here. Just say it.
I'm going to say no.
That's not the answer.
Actually, I changed my mind. I'm going to say yes. I feel like this could happen in Florida.
It did happen.
Especially with the don't say gay law that they have put in place now.
It could happen.
I would be angry too.
No, it did happen. All right, let's get right into it. So, yes, the movie held up. Can
I just say one thing? I just feel like this entire movie was shot on an Obama phone. And it was really distracting to watch how horrible quality it was.
It was shot on a what phone?
An Obama phone. Like the flip phones that he gave out when he was president.
I don't know anything.
It's like a track phone, essentially.
Sure, yeah.
Right. So it was really distracting. Horrible quality. And
I'm sorry you didn't like the cinematography.
It was really not great. And not to mention I just feel like Eileen or Aline or Lee, was her name?
Eileen.
She was very angry.
She
always
was.
Swearing, always screaming. Wasn't for me.
Her transformation, though, is scary good because obviously in person, Charlize Theron is a beautiful actress. But when they transformed her into this character, they look identical. She looks like the real person, the real Eileen. Who was your favorite character in the film?
I loved the girlfriend.
Did you?
Yeah. Even though Lee swore up and down she wasn't gay.
Right.
She was.
Least favorite character?
Hated her. Hated the main character.
You hated Eileen.
I did. She needs therapy.
We're past that.
Okay.
What was your favorite scene in the movie Monster?
There wasn't a lot of great ones to choose from, if I'm being honest. They lived in an absolute dump.
It's a 2-hour film. Pick one.
Yeah. I'm not going to say our scene was my favorite. I think why I liked it was because it humbled me. Because I was like, I really screwed this scene up big time.
Big time.
Yeah. My least favorite scene was when she was screaming at her girlfriend for taking the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she was cleaning up everything. She was stress cleaning. She just killed like 75 guys.
Right.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stress that comes with murder.
Also, like, as the girlfriend, how do you put up with that?
Yeah, I can imagine you'd feel like you're walking on eggshells a lot.
Yeah, very angry.
What was the best throwback moment of the film?
Well, like I said, the way it was shot and then where they were living at the time was, I hope and pray that those types of houses don't exist anymore, or apartments, I should say.
Right.
Really out of date.
So going back to this film, I know it took place in 2003, but if there was one message you took away from watching this, what is it?
Get help early, kids.
All righty. That's,
if you or someone you know is experiencing some sort of trauma, therapy is an amazing option.
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, Breezy, what are you giving the 2003 hit Monster that's fun for the whole family?
I respect the fact that you dug deep for the LGBTQ plus connection, but just couldn't carry it through. I'm giving it a -4.
Come on.
It's horrible.
That is.
It truly couldn't have been worse.
Wait, you said that is. It's such a good film, and it's based off of true events.
Family not to fun mention, for the whole family.
Wasn't she nominated for an Oscar for this role, too, by the way? Pretty sure she was.
I didn't
see that. -4? How are you comparing this to the score that you gave A Walk to Remember? You're still pissed there was no walk
there
in the
movie? There was no walk. I didn't remember one walk. So, anyways, she's not my kind of girl, so.
Oh, great. You're
couldn't
not
relate to the character.
You're not really into dating serial killers, huh?
Except for the fact that she was a lesbian. That was the only thing we had in common.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Do you guys want to know why a majority of people in this country are considered to be overweight? It's because nobody can afford to eat healthy anymore. That's why, including myself, especially shopping at Wegmans. Oh, it's tearing me apart inside.
Yeah.
You should see my checking account.
Well, let's go back. Let's go. I mean, the eating and the healthcare goes hand in hand. So
I would recommend shopping at the farmer's market. The amount of money you can save there. So yes, it is possible to eat healthy and save a couple of bucks.
Right.
But when you're trying to purposely shop organic, just because a majority of the foods that we're eating today are poisoning us,
and why
you're going to have to pay more money for that.
And why are you eating healthy? What's going on inside?
I'm just trying to get in the best shape of my life.
Well, what's going on medically with you?
Well, I suffer from high cholesterol.
Correct.
And that's all I got.
There's a lot of labs that need to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking off air about
here's the thing, you guys. I went and got my blood drawn, okay? All of a sudden, I get a bill that comes
a
back.
A very basic
thing. It's just blood work.
Thing
my doctor's like, go get your labs done. No problem. I'm going to the same place I always go. And I get a bill in the mail for $900. I'm like,
$900.
Just to get blood work. Simple blood work. That's it. I lost my mind. Okay.
So Moose is like, I'm disputing this. I'm like, it's not like a parking ticket. I don't think you can like.
Oh, yeah. No, I could dispute it.
Can you, though?
I don't understand how insurance even works. Are there certain urgent cares?
And that's how they get you.
Are there certain places I can go and can't go? I mean, isn't urgent care U of R all the same?
It's like
I don't know.
In network, out of network, but like.
I don't know what any of it means.
I don't know what any of it means either. And I think one of the things that I feel our society failed us at getting us ready to go be in the real world and live a real job or like a real life with a real job and a real paycheck is they should be teaching courses on how, I don't know, taxes work, health insurance works, 401ks work.
I believe some schools are starting to do that. Like, hey, here's how you deal with stocks. Here's how you balance a checkbook. But it is really expensive to stay healthy in it's not to anybody's surprise that there's so many people who are unhealthy because they just can't afford to go to a doctor.
Right.
They can't afford any of the medical bills. So it's easier to just and cheaper to put it off.
I know people who would be like dying on the street, crack their head open, like don't call an ambulance, can't afford it.
Well, same.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I think the minimum ambulance ride is like $2,000 or something like that, which is insane.
It's like $3,500.
And then your insurance is like, well, it wasn't on a Sunday, so we can't cover it. It's like, what? I don't know. It's frustrating and it's hard because you get these deductibles out of your paycheck. Like your company or whoever deducts out of your paycheck every month and you're paying for insurance and you have all these health benefits and then you go to the doctor to use it and they're like, oh, so I'm on my chart right now, and I was trying to tell Moose, like, hey, go look on my chart and see, like, your bills and such things of that nature, because mine's all laid out in front of me. I'm looking at my bill summary. So I owe $600 for going to see my PCP and also getting lab work done.
Yeah.
Then I owe $3,000 on a surgery that I had back in 2023.
You know, I had this conversation yesterday with my parents, but just out of curiosity, 585-252-9800, if you're willing to share, how much money do some of you pay in insurance each month? I have a friend that does $1,800 a month, him and his wife.
That's insane.
$1,800 a month, especially now that they had a kid. I get that that's important, but that doesn't seem, that seems
that's
oddly high.
That's literally a mortgage.
Seems oddly
that's
high.
That's literally a mortgage. So, what's going on? And then I'm like, well, you know, when you get a spouse and you become married, you have to pay more, right?
Well, and not unless somebody has a really good plan.
Right.
So, if your significant other has great benefits and great insurance, you know, don't jump ship. But I guess I'm just wondering, is there a way to dispute this when you get a bill in the mail? And you're looking at it, and it's a medical bill. Like, how do you go about disputing that? How can you say I'm not paying for it?
I honestly feel like you're just making that up. I don't think you can dispute something that you got.
Yeah, of course you can.
How?
You just tell them you're not going to pay it.
I don't think that's how that works.
You know, you can get away with a lot by just not doing it. How do you think I got out of jury duty so many years?
You're just like, I'm not doing it. Well, your dad like flip out on you because you refused to pay a medical bill? And he's like, we didn't raise you like that, son.
Well, that was my mom.
Oh, yeah. Same.
That was last year. I was like, I'm just not going to pay it. We didn't raise you like
this. No, they're probably
like, all right,
no,
Clint, this is very dramatic.
Very dramatic.
But I just wanted to know, like, if for getting blood drawn and then getting charged $900, that is criminal. It's criminal.
So my surgery, let's play full transparency game here. My surgery was just a little under $17,000. My insurance covered $12,000. And I have to pay $2,200.
Yeah. That's just how it goes. Who is this?
God, James. That's so tough.
James says, me and my wife, we have diabetes and have a couple of medical issues, which is why we have to pay higher than most people at $1,300 a month. I don't know how people can afford to have health insurance anymore. I don't know.
I don't either.
I mean, really I know I have friends who are nurses and their benefits suck. Figure that one out.
If you work in healthcare, your benefits for working in healthcare are horrid.
Here's what I don't understand.
Like, wait, what?
There are many people who do jobs they hate just because of the benefits.
We talked about that like a couple weeks ago.
Like a week ago. Yeah. They'll do a job they hate just for the benefits because people today, like myself, are getting billed for simple blood work.
Okay. So this person says, Moose, you can call the number on the bill and ask them to recheck the insurance amount, but there's no way that you can just like get out of it.
I went for blood. You know what the breakdown was? It says emergency room, $350. What does that mean?
Yeah, huh?
I went into urgent care off Monroe Ave. Like,
well,
the U of R,
it's not. Maybe they do consider that an emergency room because it's like an urgent care. Because, like,
I don't know.
Why would you go to an urgent care for blood work?
Where am I going?
The labs.
That's considered
okay,
a lab.
Okay, so that's honestly on you.
No, that's considered a lab, though. I went in there for blood work. That's where I was sent.
The urgent care? Urgent care is like, come right now. I need immediate help right now.
No, I don't know if it was urgent care or not then. But it's the one I go to typically for blood work. And last time I went there for the same thing, I wasn't charged that high. Why does it say wrong? It says emergency room 350. Oh, okay.
Not you blacking out on Saturday and going to the hospital and not remembering it and getting billed.
Okay, so I'm in Monroe Ave next to Max Chop House, Steakhouse, whatever it is. What is that? Does anybody know what that place is? Is that an urgent care or is that a U of R?
Max Chop House?
Yeah, I'm in Monroe Ave right
there. Hold on, I'm looking it up.
This is also very frustrating. This is why I'm working my ass off at the gym
and eating that's it says
fish and sucking down creatine all week.
It says it's just you are strong labs.
Yeah, that's where I went for my labs.
So that's not an emergency room and you need to call them and tell them to fix the price.
I guess I'm going
to wait. Now I want to go to Max Chop House. Never been.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, yeah. Now you're booking an appointment.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.